Yeah, we kind of take it pretty seriously. It's been like my main hobby for the last 7 years or so, and just taking training class after training class, and a lot of diving and exposure all over the place. I'd say the St. Lawrence River was a little crazier, because it has currents that will push you up and down, and so, you know, you're trying to dive with your dive mates, and you'll all of a sudden get shoved down to 120 feet, and you're supposed to be at 60 feet with your friends, and one friend got pushed up to 40 feet, and, you know, it can be a little tricky to navigate in the St. Lawrence River. But the Detroit River is—it just kind of shoves you along. It is, by far the hardest part about it is getting out. You know, climbing up over that seawall, and like the initial ladder on the seawall isn't bad, but where it gets bad is when you have to climb over the handrail, because that gets a little bit trickier. Because you kind of got to treat the handrail as a ladder, and there's not as many rungs, and when you have all that weight on you, it does get tricky. But yeah, I don't know. It's a fun hobby. Keeps me out of trouble for the most part, and it's kind of cool because you see a part of the world that a lot of people don't get to see, and the underwater world is very neat.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I just got off at the Fenton exit, Silver Lake Road. So I'm going to say 7-3, John. It's been very interesting talking to you. I'll try to remember to write your call down. And I'm probably starting to get a little scratchy. But you have a good remainder of the week. And I hope we talk again sooner than later. How's that? Give me your call sign very slowly so I can write it down. 7-3, John, KD8, IWS, Mobile. Back to you, and I'll be clear on your final.